Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babenito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch,
the podcast where we talk about important things like
I hope your bacon burns.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kasho, kasho, kasho.
How are you, Babalex?
I'm good. It's been a strange little week, but still here quarantining. Planning an exit strategy to go back home. I don't know what's going to happen in the fall. It's all crazy, but I have enough work to keep my mind busy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just here, in self-isolation, living my best life, trying to get up before noon every day.
It's a thing, man. A lot of people are sleeping. A lot of people are going through that.
Yeah, I know. And then just reminding people that I don't have internet because everybody wants to Zoom or FaceTime or this. And I'm like, I can't. So, I mean, I can, but it's not great quality. Have you played House Party or any of those apps?
No, I've only used Zoom and Google Hangouts.
Oh, yeah. House Party's fun, but the interface is, so glitchy. It, slows down all the time, and I can't play. So I'm just there like a fucking Menso frozen the whole time.
So I call my mom to say Happy Mother's Day. By the way, Happy Mother's Day to all las mamás que nos siguen. And she was so funny. She's like, tu hermana se acaba de levantar. And I was like, okay. She goes, se puso peda anoche, tuvo fiesta, and I immediately got mad. I'm like, ay, my, because a lot of people, had big reunions this fucking weekend. And I was like, ay, pincho Siris, que no aprenden, blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, she had a party online. She never heard of that. She's like, por la internet. Me dice, yeah. Me dice, ya me imagino. Hey, tuvo por la internet.
Yeah, I saw your sister the day that it was going to happen, and she was getting ready. She was getting her. She sent Pepe to go to the store to get beer for her.
Yeah, it's just funny because she's like, mandó al marido abajo con los niños para que no la molestaran. So she was upstairs for 3 hours talking to her friends. But the concept wasn't going through my mom. She's like, so what? You do shots? What's happening?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was. Shout out to my roommate, Bobby. It was his birthday a couple weeks ago. And the party started at 7 p.m. Uh-huh. And it was really sweet because Bobby's a bartender. And so he makes really amazing cocktails.
Yeah.
Which is dangerous because I live with him. but I'm not allowed in his liquor cabinet anymore. let's just say that. No. He didn't. He never said that. But, you know. I drank his fancy alcohol for years. I stopped doing it because I'm not an alcoholic anymore. Okay. Too much. But he made this cocktail and delivered it to all of us. They dropped it off at the front steps of everybody's house. Uh-huh. So that when we went on Zoom, we all had a cocktail. We just had to pour it over ice. So we all got this mason jar full of this delicious drink. And let me tell you,
oh my God,
we were all, it was like, it was so good. You know when alcohol is so, when a cocktail is so good that you don't even taste the booze and it's just delicious, you know?
You like it, it's sweet.
It wasn't that sweet. It was just so bomb. Uh-huh. And so I got wasted by myself at this party. Cut to 1 a.m. Uh-huh.
No,
we're
mama.
All still drunk on the Zoom call. Everybody, we're playing truth or dare, never have I ever, we're in high school.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So it's fun. My phone died three times while we were doing it because my phone, girl, I don't know why I don't multitask. I could be cooking something on my phone while I'm Zoom calling people. It gets so fucking hot. Oh my God.
I should
roast some marshmallows or something, make some s'mores.
Speaking of food, what did you eat today?
Oh my gosh. Today I had Actually, I just had some, I made some machaca con huevos y papa y chile y queso ranchero. You know, something simple.
I was gonna, yeah, this whole thing. How do you make your machaca?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you make your machaca? Like, machaca is like barbacoa, way. Like, I think people have different concepts of machaca.
Machaca is just dried meat, right?
That's how it is for us, but I think it's different in other parts.
Oh, it's just dry. It's just really dried meat that's stamped out really flat, and so that you pull it apart, and then you just you mix it with eggs and whatever, and you eat it.
Yum.
That's how we eat it. I know a lot of people make sopa with it and shit. I don't know.
Sopa con carne seca? Bless.
It's good. I've had it. I've had it cuando fui a visitar mi tía en Sonora. She made like this caldo de machaca with papa and chile and stuff. It was delicious.
Oh my god,
cheese.
That sounds amazing. I've had it like that con machaca, but also one of my students' moms from Michoacán, she reconstitutes the carne con salsa verde and boils it till it gets a little bit soft. Y luego la cocina con papas. Oh, it's so good. Porque la carne seca has like a specific, I mean, this is dumb, but like a dry flavor. Like it's so, so good.
Yeah, it's dried meat.
Por eso se llama carne seca, güey.
How is dry a flavor, bro?
I don't know, like...
Why, aren't you?
I guess it's aged. That's
Find
what I'm
your
trying
words.
To say.
Find some words.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's aged. It has like an aged flavor to it. That's what it is.
Yes, it is. It is. It's like, is this cardboard? No, it's too good. It's too salty. It tastes good.
Speaking of food, today's episode, it's all about food. Because the quarantine, it's wrapping up for a lot of people. I'm still not fully convinced, but God bless. I need to start this exit strategy to go back home because I might have to move here again because I don't know if I have a job. The world is upside down and I have like plan A, B, C, D, E. But in the meantime, I have to go back home and maybe pack my house. And so it's weird because we've been here in California for a month and a half. So I wanted to recapitulate everything that we have been eating. And I got together the whole family, my husband's family. And you are familiar with that family because I feel like Rosa Mama has been in the podcast more than anybody, more than anybody.
More
else.
Than you, really. Right? Actually, can you ask her if she wants to take over for
yes.
me? I'm tired.
This is Thank my you. Exit strategy from the podcast and everything. And then Rosa Mama can
oh
take over.
Oh my God. Please. Girl. That would be so sickening.
Girl, when I told
can
them,
you imagine, can you imagine?
Oh my
Latinos
God.
For lunch with Rosa Mama. That's it.
I actually wanted Rosa Mama and Pancho to start their own podcast because you should see them talk to each other. It's so funny.
Girl, it's set up. It's set up. We'll just change the picture on the website. Ya está lista. Yeah, it'll be my gift. Please, where do I sign?
Con Fabi Babelita. That's Nomás les cambiamos los nombres. But anyway, so it's exciting that all of this is ending, but it's in a weird way, it's bittersweet just because a lot of shit has happened in the month and a half. So,
well, I mean, you never know. You might be right back in your houses for a couple months. So, careful what you wish for.
No mames, wait. People were having carne asadas all over the place around here. It's so fun.
Yes, girl. All my friends in Texas, it's like Dallas is open and thankfully my friends are being safe and they're not going out still, but the restaurants are packed. People, it's going to be so sad when people start getting sick again, but people don't like to listen. They like to ignore facts, so, you know.
Así pasó en México. Juárez is going through it, man. And I talked to my family over
there. I know,
because it's not fun.
My abuelita is still stuck in Mexico because Durango's actually taking it very seriously. Like this, we're from el municipio de Tepehuanes, and they're not letting anybody in or out at all. So my grandma's been trying to get a bus ticket to come back. For a month now, and they won't let her buy one. They're like, are you crazy? And then me and my uncles were coming up with the plan, like, well, shit, I think the safest thing to do is to drive there to go get her.
Right.
But we would have to go through Juarez, and we're like, oh, I don't know, man, because
Juarez is crazy right now.
Well, it's just like, is it going to be safer than her just staying there another month? Probably safer for her to stay, you know? So
yeah, and I doubt, yeah. I don't know, the situation is bad because I know there's toque de queda, and by like 8 p.m. or 10 p.m., like nobody can go out in the street. Like Juarez is also taking it seriously for that same reason. So it's probably better that she stays home, because she probably won't even find a hotel, you know, unless she knows somebody over there.
Yeah, that's what we were going to be like. We're going to drive straight there. It's like a 24-hour drive and just like switch drivers, but... I don't know. I don't really think that's a good idea. Because, you know, I'm going to pass those burrito stands in Juarez, and girl...
in Samalayuca way. Fuck. Those burritos.
When I pass that gordita lady in Parral, Chihuahua, you know it's going to be so good. I'm not going to be able to stop.
But, esas gorditas de harina, güey. Fuck.
Girl, Shout out to Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, enough of that. So why don't we take a break, and then we'll go straight into the episode.
Okay, great. OMG, Babelito, have you heard of the new Latinos Who Lunch ABCs of Latinidad coloring book?
It is so beautiful. You know what? I'm actually using it for all kinds of different purposes, including for embroidery. You can do anything you want with it.
Wow, how creative. Who are you? Oh my goodness.
So this book is amazing. It was illustrated by Giovanni Uranda in collaboration with you, with Favi Fav. And the illustrations are a reflection of our ABCs of Latinidad, which was an episode that we released last year, and it was very popular. So the idea was to show that so people can color all these different drawings. And I love the choices that you all made for the different ABCs. I love the book. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're trying to make it fun but serious, kind of like our podcast. Well, I don't think we're that serious anymore, but if anybody remembers the episode, like, how do you illustrate anti-blackness, you know, like in a tasteful way?
Right. Or
I mean, there is no tasteful way, but yeah, it's a fun book. Giovanni did an amazing job. Again, shout out to him. And if you want your own ABCs of Latinidad coloring book, they are going to be mailed out on June 1st. You can pre-order now. And I'm doing everything, so I'm probably not going to do this for very long because it's a lot of work. And so order now before they run out, because I'm taking advantage of being in quarantine, and so I actually have the time to mail out thousands of coloring books right now.
Right.
So do it now before I get tired of doing it. This is an awful commercial.
Apúrele. I have several copies, porque you have to order like different copies, one for yourself so you can do like that nice artistic coloring, and then uno para tus hijos para que hagan un desmadre y hagan todo el rayadero, and then, you know, and one to keep it without any coloring because it's gonna be a collectible item at some point, hopefully.
Exactly. So go to latinoswholunch.com/coloringbook and get your copy today. Order it now, folks. And when you get the book, some of the madrinas, the next batch of madrinas stuff is going out now because people have been updating their addresses. Thank you so much. Once you start coloring your book, hashtag it LWLABC, and we'll post them on our social media. I want to see what everybody's coloring first. It's been a lot of fun to see what people do with the book. So I'm excited to see your embroidery, girl.
Oh, my God. That's going to take some time, but when it's ready, I will show you. ABCs of Latinidad, of coloring book. Get your copy.
No marchen.
Sí, salud. Salud.
Salud, salud, salud.
Para que se acabe y no se acabe.
Para que no se acabe.
Salud, salud.
Qué show, qué show.
That's the mark when I
leave.
It's so
bitter. Ya se lo acabó.
Bitter?
Bitter.
Okay, okay.
There's
no. Something. Right there? Right behind my dad.
All right. Ready
right con el coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Extiendo.
¿Listos?
Yeah.
Ok,
Que show. Babelito here. I hope everybody's safe and healthy right now. It is my month. Wow. I just had some mezcal and some beer, so you will have to excuse me. So it is my month, so I wanted to check with everybody. First of all, I want to know how everybody's doing, so you should send us your emails letting us know how you're doing, how you're surviving this quarantine, and it is my turn to let you know what is happening with me. Some of you may or may not know that I escaped Chicago because the weather there is horrid, and I decided to be with our family. So first, we spent a little bit of time in Vegas, and then we came here to California to spend time with my husband's family, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to talk to my family in California. Que show, everybody. Say hi, and we'll start with it.
Bueno, hola.
You should all know that I'm in a house with 7 people, and we've been sharing a house, we've been sharing meals, we've been sharing tears, and we've been sharing laughs for a month and a half now. And thankfully, and not thankfully at the same time, the quarantine is coming to an end. But one thing that has been constant throughout the quarantine has been food. So that's what we're going to talk about. But before we get into it, I want to introduce everybody, and we'll start with my cuñada. Ade, take it away.
Hi, thank you, Babelito, for having us, for giving us the space, and for sharing the experience that we have been living in this past weeks. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you like the stories that we will share with you. I guess I didn't say my name. Sorry.
She already did.
So my name is Adela.
And tell us what you do.
So I am actually a designer, but I work as half designer / administrative assistant. That's my 9-to-5 job. I guess. I actually live out in Washington, D.C. I work for the OES. And on my free time, because I need to fill my soul and keep me alive, away from politics, I continue with my creative side, I guess. And so I actually started a project about maybe almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of our personal experience. We are a family of 6 kids. So part of our life and growing up, it was handing down our clothes to our younger siblings. So that was a way of life to us. And so I kind of went back to my roots. And, you know, I always loved thrifting. And that's a thing that we do as a family. So
and there's plenty of thrifting here. And we're going to get into it.
So I took my hobby, I guess, and turned it into a business. So I started a brand that it's called Six Mijos Hand-Me-Downs. And obviously kind of refers to literally describing us siblings and something that we did and we still do. And just kind of give it also a thoughtful and creating conscious about the wastefulness of all the fashion industry and how it affects the environment. And so it's a little bit, you know, of that, just being mindful, but also creative side to that. So that's kind of like my side project. I feel like I need to go back to it, but it's something that definitely keeps me alive. And then, you know, I also help my mom here and there with all those creative projects, but I'm going to let her talk about that.
Yes, we're going to get into it.
There's a lot going on.
That was el cuñado, el Pancho. So this needs no presentation. I was just talking about how you are the guest that we've had the most in Latinos Who Lunch. Everybody knows Rosa Mama. Suegra, ¿qué tal?
Hola, hola a todos. ¿Qué tal? Nuevamente aquí por tercera vez y contando. Cero iban 3. Bueno, pues estamos todos aquí reunidos nuevamente saludándolos y otra vez gracias, Babelito, por la invitación, por volvernos a dar la oportunidad de participar y de saludar a la audiencia de Latinos Who Lunch. Y bueno, estamos aquí pasando lo que es este tiempo de cuarentena juntos. Entonces, pues, no sé si seguimos con las presentaciones.
Sí, seguimos con las presentaciones y luego hablamos de los proyectos.
Y luego seguimos hablando de los proyectos.
Ahora le toca al suegro. ¿Qué tal?
Hola, hola, Pabelito. Buenas tardes.
I'm happy to be here in this family circle for talking about it or experience in this quarantine.
Yes.
And I'm ready to wear and talking about it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Perfecto.
¿Y cómo te llamas? Bueno, está bien.
Felipe.
Felipe. Felipe.
Felipe.
Hello, everybody. I'm Marco. I'm the youngest of the family. I am...
What do I do?
Well, you see, I am a... archaeology technician over here at Stanford. I love to dig, and they keep me busy digging.
Nice.
Perfect.
Okay, and next.
Hello, I'm the husband. I bake. Nope.
What are we doing? We're recording. We're spending the quarantine here. I've been embroidering, baking. Yeah, the starter, keeping it alive.
Amazing bread.
Ay, este güey parece que es la primera vez que está en el podcast. Okay, next.
Hello, everybody. Soy Pancho, cuñado. One of the middle kids, so you already know. yo también soy el sous chef del marido. Y a veces hago aquí, a veces hago allá. Yo me trabajo en el hospitality.
Yes.
Entonces mi trabajo ahorita no está disponible, pero me he dedicado a estar en la casa y compartir este tiempo con la familia y compartir buenos momentos con ellos.
And I just want to publicly thank Pancho because he let us use his room. And believe it or not, I feel guilty every day, but I also feel very thankful every day because it's the biggest room in the house and I get to exercise and secretly dance to Lido Pimienta every single day. Anyway, cheers. So we will start with, I want to talk a little bit about, because we've been working a lot on 1,000 projects. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the first weeks because Emmanuel wanted to do a schedule of cooking. And it was like a schedule that took an hour to put together. And he went day by day and said, this is what we're going to buy. This is what we're going to do. Monday lunch, Monday dinner, Monday breakfast, Tuesday. It was perfection. And we followed it and everybody kicked and everybody complained and we had the best meals. And then what happened, Emmanuel?
I stopped making a schedule and we've been eating well only on certain days when it all kind of comes together. And I mean, it makes it fun because it's unexpected, you know, because not every meal has been thought of a week in advance.
So who has thoughts about the schedule that Emmanuel put together in the beginning?
I mean, okay, I'm going to start. Everybody called me La Gobernanta because everybody's saying that I was...
Okay, it was delicious. It was just almost...
It's because someone had to kick everybody into gear and into organizing them into what they're going to cook and what they're going to eat. And then that way everybody can plan their week. Like, I'm going to cook on Tuesday so I know that, like, I have time on Monday to do whatever, you know? But then apparently that was too much for everybody. So they called me the governess, la gobernanta.
He owned it.
I did. I also planned for the pastries and the desserts every other day. So it was good.
Okay. Anybody else have opinions about the schedule the first week?
Bueno, yo, la mamá. Se me cuecían las habas por hablar.
A ver.
No, bueno, pues hemos estado aquí reunidos ya casi 2 meses. Entonces yo como madre convoqué a toda la familia y a todos los mijos a venir a casa. Entonces, bueno, hasta cierto punto nunca me di las consecuencias. Pero después los hijos me dijeron, bueno, yo creo que no es tan conveniente que tú como mamá te pases la cuarentena cocinando para alimentar a 7 panzas aventureras.
Literally nobody said that.
Sí, yo escuché esa vocecita que alguien dijo.
No,
entonces,
we were like, we love to cook, so we'll do it.
Y entonces todos se ofrecieron muy amablemente a cooperar y a participar con las comidas. Entonces, bueno, aquí es donde surgió el papel de Emmanuel como la gobernadora, porque él dijo, yo voy a tomar control y yo voy a organizar todo esto. Entonces, literalmente se puso, hizo horarios, día por día, por semanas lo ha estado manejando. 3 comidas al día. Nos dimos cuenta que la gente come 3 veces al día. Y luego todavía tenemos nuestros espacios donde hacemos nuestra botanita, nuestro cafecito, la hora del té, etcétera, etcétera. Y bueno, pues todo este tiempo él nos ha dirigido y las cosas han resultado muy bien, han salido muy bien. Y hemos comido delicioso.
Y también hemos subido mucho de peso.
Sí, yo creo que consecuencia. Todos.
No todos.
Sí, lo tenemos que reconocer.
El otro día vi que Felipe tenía un clavo en el estufa. Yo dije, pues, ¿para qué estará cocinando el clavo el suegro? Pero estaba haciéndole hoyos al cinto.
Porque ya no le venía.
Porque ya no le quedan los pantalones. Entonces, ¿usted es el único que ha perdido peso en esta cuarentena?
Bueno, es una de mis...
Cualidades.
Es una de mis goals en esta cuarentena. Decidí voy a cuidarme por salud.
Oh, my God.
Yo no cocino mucho, pero sí... Soy el que hace el setup para el siguiente shift en la kitchen, porque soy el que de aquí y de allá, desde el mechudo, el trapeador, la esponja, el jabón. Hoy, ¿qué necesitas algo de la cocina? Jabón. ¿Necesita traer algo de la tienda para la cocina? Jabón. Eso sí, abajo de mi trastero yo tengo lleno de pomos de jabón para que no me falle. ¿Saben qué? No quiero quedar mal. Aunque sean pocos trastes, sí quiero mucha espuma.
Okay, let's talk about Felipe's non-stop organizing in the house.
Oh, it needs to stop. Okay, so imagine. Okay, so you all have seen Harry Potter, right? This is the best analogy. So in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone... In all of the Harry Potter films, they have those magical stairs that they constantly change, constantly shifting, never resting, ever. That is how things go here. You put something down and it just set into motion. Next thing you know, it's not there. It's just gone. So that's how it goes down.
Quiero compartir que, por ejemplo, cuando vamos a la tienda, como parte del horario que Manuel los puso, es para evitar la gobernanta, para evitar salir a la calle lo más lo menos posible. Entonces hacemos una vuelta a la tienda por semana y traemos todo el mandado. Pero como somos 7 personas y 3 comidas al día, pues entonces traemos mucha comida. Así que el papá decidió hacernos un setup en el garage para las cosas que no tienen que estar refrigeradas.
Dry storage.
Y bueno, hemos ido organizando dependiendo de cada uno trae las cosas necesarias para sus alimentos que va a preparar y los guardamos donde creemos que están a la mano. Entonces hacemos la organización, igual uno mete, el otro saca, si yo necesito, no sé, mi leche, les muevo las azúcares a los que las tienen enfrente y así hemos hecho todo el día. Y al final del día, ya cuando todos nos vamos a dormir, mi papá viene y como acaba de decirlo, él es el encargado de lavar los trastes, entonces a lavar los trastes no solo se limita a lavar trastes, sino que abre la despensa y reorganiza todo antes de irnos a dormir. Entonces al día siguiente, cuando nos levantamos y pensamos que habíamos dejado las cosas donde las habíamos dejado, sorpresa, resulta que no hay nada. Entonces todos los días es un constante pelear. ¿Dónde está el azúcar? ¿Dónde está la noche? ¿Dónde está la harina? ¿Dónde está el cuchillo?
Felipe, justifíquese.
Bueno, es que desde chiquillos yo siempre me preocupé por enseñarles el orden. Pero has de ver tú que crecen y creen que ellos ya tienen todo el orden y para nada. Todos ellos son los que pierden todo y me culpan. De hecho, ya hasta dicen, ¿no sabes dónde quedaría el azúcar? Dice, es que me, ¿saben qué?
Y lo que
ya me
dice,
enfadaron.
And the thing that he always says, the thing that he responds is, yo no agarré nada. A mí no me pregunten. Yo no sé dónde está nada.
Before we continue, I want to describe this garage.
Oh,
so this
God.
Is a 3-car garage that hasn't been open in how long, Pancho?
I honestly can't remember.
Marco, how long, when was the last time this garage was open?
Probably like 5 to 3 years.
Okay, so let's say 3 years ago. So this garage hasn't been open in 3 years. It's covered on the walls because the organization here, it's pristine. It's museum quality.
We'll go through it. We have a paper store.
So we have a couple of stands with paper goods. And then we have I even have clothing over here. This is how much like I have adapted to the environment. And then we have a section with jackets. And what's behind that thing?
Jackets too.
We have more jackets. And then machinery. We have a biombo. We have machinery. We have art. And behind the art, we have art made by Marco at some point.
Ceramics.
And then there's a green curtain. And behind the green curtain, there is
a lot of new goods.
Vacuum.
Anything you need. What do you need? There's coffee pots.
Literally, every time I said,
it's
hey,
like a brand store. New.
Every time I said, hey, do you guys have this? Felipe will come out with a box with 3 of those. No matter what.
Pablito calls it la tienda del garage.
Sí, sí, es como la tienda del dólar junto con Target, con Target junto con Dollar Amazon.
No, Amazon.
I don't want to give a lot of promotion to them. And then behind us, we have the pantry where we have
dry storage
with everything you can imagine. And then one day, all of us were sitting here. And then another curtain opened, y había telas de todos colores y todos sabores that have been collected by Rosa Mama for the past 20 years. And that divides the garage in two. I am just getting started. On the other side, another son that is not here, Alejandro. Shout out, Alejandro. He's the one who...
Shout out, Alex.
Yes, who put together this whole entire audio setup. That's the recording studio / Rosa Mama jewelry business. What is the name of the jewelry business?
The Curious Crowd.
The Curious Crowd. So it's a Curious Crowd workshop / storage of guitars / recording studio /
They have tons of books back there. Yes. There's a library back there.
The last project.
So anything you can imagine, you will find it here. So the world can end. We don't give a fuck because we are ready for it.
Pero Babelito, se te olvidó comentar acerca del gym, la cuerda esa en la que te cuelgas todos los días.
Hey, yo te le digo dónde vas, Judas.
Okay, I bought some elastic bands because there's no the equipment that I need to make exercise. So people think I'm going to kill myself. No, I'm just going to hang and do some pull-ups. That's all. But yeah, so it's like a made-up gym. And then how many fridges are in this house?
So we have 4, like the main one on the kitchen. We have another full-size fridge in the garage where we keep all the greeneries and then all the extra milk and eggs that we buy. And then we have a freezer for all the meat that sits in the back patio. And then we have a small fridge for all the sourdough starters.
Oh, because we started a business.
Yeah. And it's growing.
Okay, Pancho, how did this whole thing started? How do we went from like we want to make a sourdough because that's what everybody's doing on Twitter to a business?
Okay, so huge shout out to Sociedad Cody's. That is my good friends operating out of Upland, California. And they actually, out of the goodness of their heart, started this whole baking thing that inspired me to try to make something out of my time, something productive, and to actually create something that would be, you know, like that we could all invest into time-wise, energy-wise, and actually profit from it. And so that's kind of where this grew from. It really started because there's 7 people in this house and we really just love carbs. And you know, like, it was really hard too to find them. It was really hard to find them. Like, we literally, there's 7 of us. Y'all don't understand. We're like average, like 5'11 to 6'7. Like, come on. Except Abelito. He's like, what, 5'10, 5'9, something?
Yes, 5'9.
There we go. Close enough. But anyway, yes. So, you know, we needed our own bread. And then with the starter, you're kind of just forced to deal with the discard. And we never really knew what we were signing up for. Next thing we know, we're baking like 8 loaves a day and we didn't know what to do with them. And next thing we know, like, everybody loved them because, once again, my good friends, it started delicious.
They started, right? So they give you the starter for the sourdough. And then it started with like 1 or 2 loaves. And now there's 2 fucking shifts.
Yes, there is, actually. Yeah, so it blew into a full own business, we actually make deliveries to, what about, I mean, I think that the farthest was probably like 15 miles today, but it's only like the fifth day. And it seems to be, you know, going well, so hopefully.
We delivered today like 60 miles.
Lies, I did. They did.
Yeah. Yeah, we drove today 60 miles to deliver bread.
That's right, you beat me.
I know.
He beat me.
On the same day.
So we have sourdough industry happening in the house. I want to, first it was my the...
failure. Huh? It was my failure first. First it was my failure bread. Like the first or second week we started making sourdough bread, and then it was just like failure, and then I got criticized.
So we didn't have the right flour to have a starter, so we were trying to start a starter without the right flour, so the flour was just not rising. So he tried to make bread and it didn't rise, so it was like
it baked.
It was a flat baked bread.
We turned it into breadcrumbs. I mean, we used it. It was useful. Really sour.
So here in this house, we all in conversations about what we're gonna eat, what we're gonna have, what we're gonna cook. And then Marco stays in his room. And then Marco comes out of his room and he makes whatever the fuck he wants. And they're all experiments. And I'm here for them. Bread that doesn't rise. Cornbread that he forgot to put flour in it.
It was amazing.
Anís en todas las recetas.
Oh, yeah. The pozole.
Except in the pozole.
Oh, my God. He put anís.
Do not try this at home. Do not try that at home.
He put anís in the pozole.
Do not try that at home.
He made it. He put anís in the pozole trying to turn it into pho.
Once again.
But I actually saw a written recipe on the fridge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Today I made depression bake. Depression cake, sorry. It's a recipe I got from Instagram. It turned out quite well, actually. Kind of like a dry, non-chocolatey fudge brownie. It's in the fridge. Maybe we'll have a piece after we're done here today, or we could like bring it out right now.
He had right called now, it a right dry now. Lava cake.
Okay, so let's talk about our favorite recipes. I want to go around the table and I want you to tell me which one was your favorite recipe. And we'll start with Ade. I know it's a hard one because we've all been making really good fucking food. But, okay, we're all drunk here. So we'll start with Ade. Ade, which one was your favorite meal so far?
I think one of my favorites, it was definitely los tacos de...
Sudados.
Los tacos sudados, que eran originalmente tacos de canasta, pero los hicieron en una vaporera. Cabe notar que yo solo me dedico a stalkearlos mientras todos cocinan y a tomar videos y fotos para Instagram. Pero creo que eso fue una de mis comidas favoritas que tuvimos definitivamente. Y creo que también tiene que ver con todo el proceso que va detrás de cocinar, porque no solo se cocina, sino se pone Juan Gabriel y todos cantamos y bailamos al ritmo del Noa Noa.
The first time we did this, it was over Christmas break. And we started cooking, and then Pancho started making drinks, and then we all got drunk, and then Felipe el Suegro came out with instruments from the garage. So it started with un pandero, and then un tambor, and then una trompeta, and then it was over. It became a party. So we kind of have done that a couple of, I mean, without all the instruments, well, we kind of done that a couple of times here.
I think los tacos definitivamente han sido uno de mis favoritos. Y creo que otro si puedo hacer son las pizzas que Pancho nos preparó casi al principio quarantine. No me acuerdo cuántas pizzas fueron, pero creo que fueron como alrededor de 8.
Como 10 pizzas.
Wey. Y cada una fue de un sabor diferente, pero estaban deliciosas. Creo que esas han sido como mis dos favoritos.
Ok, los tacos sudados. Hijo de la chingada. Los tacos sudados y la pizza. Rosa.
Bueno, yo también iba a decir que los tacos sudados, pero la verdad, todos los platillos que ustedes dos han preparado, oh my God, o sea,
como... By ustedes dos, ustedes... She means Babelito y Emanuel.
Ustedes dos, Babelito y Emanuel, lo que ustedes han preparado creo que lleva la de ganar, pero hay otra, esa pasta con pancita, con
pancita. Vietnamese pork belly pasta.
Okay, describe it, Emanuel.
So it's delicious pork belly, caramelized with brown sugar, And then you add fish sauce and soy sauce and let it simmer for like an hour. And then it becomes super soft. And then
thick.
Yeah. And then once it's a nice soup, you add pasta and it's just delicious.
It's like a it's called Vietnamese pasta.
Y las alitas, esas alitas que hicieron.
Yes, the Korean wings.
That's all Pancho and Emmanuel. The Korean wings slash chicken slash.
We had that last night. For the third time.
Yeah.
We did.
And we had the leftovers today for lunch.
Yeah, I just had that like an hour ago. Yeah.
Es que cada platillo que nos gusta, lo pedimos, lo promovemos para la next week. Entonces, ese es uno de los platillos que hemos promovido y se ha ido semana tras semana tras semana. Y también ya quiero agregar el sushi también que hizo Pancho.
Ah, de veras. No, hombre.
Así está acá.
Felipe.
Bueno, pues es muy difícil decir. Lo único que sé es que ya van 30 o 40 distintos platillos.
Right.
Yeah.
Todos han estado deliciosos. Todos. A mí no me gusta hacer de segunda ninguno. Lo único que sé es que mis papilas gustativas ya están todas locas. Ya no saben a cuál decidir. Pero siempre lo único que hago es... ¿Listo? Prepararme para la que sigue y volver otra vez a degustar.
No, no, pero tiene
a
que haber una.
He's like,
una
next shift.
Todas me gustan, Babelito.
Mira,
si seamos sinceritos, por ejemplo, el día de hoy, como se acabó el pollo, y llegué un poco tarde, me preparé una rica tortita. Es que ellos me hicieron un bolillo especial. Un bolillote como de medio metro. Y por cierto, que le corto pedacitos. No creen que me lo he acabado. Pero ya nada más me sale como una tortita. Pero están muy rico. Le pones crema, le pones mantequilla, le pones fresa, le pones jamón, le pones... Son panes que se comen con cualquier cosa. Pero me recuerdan el sabor del pan cuando yo era...
Niño.
Joven, cuando era niño en el pueblo de nosotros.
Diga dónde creció.
Pueblo Nuevo.
Yeah.
Entonces, el pan sabe igualito y para recordar esos tiempos, lo abro, le pongo un pedacito de queso, le pongo chilito, un chile en vinagre y por supuesto con una coca roja a un lado y
en
todo
resumen,
ese asunto.
No le ha gustado ninguna de la comida que hemos preparado.
Yeah, he loves our bread.
Él se hace su propia.
Pero siempre bueno, hemos sabido que
son,
mi papá es feliz
son
con bolillo, queso y chile en vinagre.
Y no. Eso. Fanta.
¿Qué?
¿Que tú eres?
Y me están pellizcando para que ya me calle.
En resumen, el pan es lo que más le gustó.
Todo me gusta, pero el pan está bien rico, sí.
Every time we eat, we always hear Rosa and Felipe. Ay, ojalá que nunca se termine la cuarentena.
Babelito, no nos descubras.
Ok, Marco, what was your favorite recipe?
A mí el que más me gustó es el hands down, el pork belly, but the Vietnamese pasta, but I have been getting good at making homemade kimchi.
Oh.
Yo. Marco's kimchi is
when you combine
so
those two
good.
Flavors, it's just to die for.
Yes, it is.
Ya ven, no haya uno a calirle. Yo lo sé, por eso mejor digo todas.
We gotta go buy some more Napa cabbage and carrots, and we're gonna
tomorrow.
Make.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, con el Korean fried chicken hicimos kimchi fried rice.
I gotta say that Marco puts anything on vinegar and it just turns out good. Desde patas de puerco hasta el repollo, hasta el rechicken. Pero that kimchi is the shit.
It is.
So my favorite has been the Korean chicken, I gotta say. Because it's not fried. It's fried twice.
Yeah.
Double fried.
Twice.
So yes, I love my tacos, but I can make them, so I can let them go. But that Korean chicken, that's just... I love to cook, and I can cook all the time, and I can cook for a lot of people. But if it takes more than 5 steps, I don't do it. And that's where Emmanuel takes over. That's why him and Pancho make the bread, make all the difficult recipes. What is your favorite one?
Yeah, because the sourdough bread takes like... 12 hours to come together. My favorite recipe, I have to say, is also the Korean chicken. Not because it's double fried, but because of all the different sides that we usually make to go with it. Because we have Korean chicken, and then yesterday we had fried rice and pad thai. And then the time before that, we had mac and cheese and the cream cheese, the cream corn. So it's just like, it was just so much food, and it's delicious, and I loved it. Every single time.
Pancho?
Well, I think you already know. However, I'm kind of sad to notice that nobody remembered, because once I say it, you're all going to be all like, yes! Because something else that we did more than once, and we did fry twice, was the patacones. And I think the patacones were my favorite. Favorite meal, and we did make that what, two or three times, twice I believe. But also what Emmanuel was saying, and is what I was gonna say about the whole Korean fried chicken, was that it's not necessarily about the one main item, it's about the entire meal. Yeah. And that's what makes the Korean chicken amazing, and that's what really made the patacones come together as well. Was the first time we made our own carnitas to go with it, whereas the second time we made our own braised pork. Both of the times we had, or like we made a separate salsa, multiple salsas actually for the patacones.
That cilantro cream.
Y las flautas.
Las flautas.
The cabbage, all of that.
Y el mole que les he hecho, nadie dice nada.
Y abrir y cerrar de lata, pero estaba bueno, pues.
Ya te compré más latas, de una lata de mole.
Muy bien, Marquito, muy bien. Pero yo ya...
Marco, no descubras mis intimidades secretas de la cocina.
Pero yo vi que compraste de caja, Marco. Compra de vaso, porque con los vasos no sirven para después.
Pues es que solo había esas en la tienda del dólar.
But also, el que no quería hablar, mira.
But
el mezcal.
El mezcal, it's doing its job. But also, I was going to say, is for every single meal, we have been having like five delicious sides. And it's not just like a side, it's also like a condiment. So we make a salsa. Like, I remember every time we made tacos, like, there's like seven different layers. You have to put the meat, and then the sauce, and then the veggies, and then the tomato, and then the onions, and then the salsa. So it's sort of like you're eating five.
La cebolla, la cebolla.
I know it. It's like you ate five tacos, and then suddenly you see like some other ingredient that you hadn't seen on the table, and you're like, shit, I already ate everything. Now I have to like make another taco so I can have that delicious side and have the entire effect of what it's supposed to be.
It's been so good that the other day I was in Pancho's room folding clothes y entra Felipe y dice, oye, estaba pensando, if the teaching thing doesn't pan out, you should open a restaurant.
Wow.
And we had a 20-minute conversation about food. That's how good the food has been.
Y dice Babelito, suegro, déjeme primero probar con el magisterio. Y si no me mate mi sueño. Y si eso no funciona, entonces intentamos el restaurante.
No, Babelito said, let me try out this master's first. And
then... PhD, girl.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Let me off the financial aid, and then we'll see.
About that, though. I also just wanted to add real quick about food before we move on is something else that I think we all have to take a minute to talk about. It's we've had some really awesome, bomb, basic, simple breakfasts. And I think that our entire quarantine has just been good because breakfast keeps us sane. That's it.
Yes. Like, and anybody can take over in the morning because we all wake up, we go to the table, we open our computers because we've, like, a lot of us in the table, like, we've been blessed enough to continue to have a job. I've been recording my classes online, as you guys know. My husband has his job still in the museum and everything is done online. So it's Ade. So, like, in the morning, it's work, 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 work.
but also I think we wake up, we open our computer. Oh yes, that's right. And Marco stays quarantined.
¿Dónde está Marco? ¿Dónde está la cueva? El cuarto no sale, la computadora no lo deja en paz.
He self-quarantined every single day. But then we're like, fuck it, I'm hungry. Like the other day, I was like, I'm hungry. And then you bought all this bologna, and I put together these breakfast sandwiches. And then there's been bread, like toast. Oh, it's been out of control. But also one of my favorite things is when we come to, right now it's a little warm, but for the first month, which we'll just come here to the garage, the first time we all were here in the garage, we played Band del Recodo y Juan Gabriel, a whole entire concert as people were knitting. Everybody was knitting, and I was just like in awe of the whole entire weird concert, because it was it was really strange, but it was so good. You should watch it. So knitting has been a thing, but also there's like a lot of businesses happening. So Ade, take it away. You talk about Seis Mijos, but also you and Rosa have been like, you're always promoting something. So why don't you tell everybody about all of the different things that you've been promoting? So, and I'm gonna put all the links in the website so they can support you.
Okay, so if anybody from actually my 9-to-5 job listens to this, they're gonna think I haven't been working. Pero he trabajado demasiado. Pero al mismo tiempo, no sé cómo es que termino envuelta en todos los proyectos. Claro, yo creo que yo los empujo a todos. Pero
hoy comenzó una en el jardín de atrás y piensen que ya me dio tarea para el mes que sigue. Le está pidiendo a Dios que la cuarentena mínimo sea de un mes.
Para 2 meses.
Sí, pero ella quiere de a mes.
Pero bueno, como ya mencioné un poco, mi proyecto de mi marca de Seis Mijos, quiero también comentar cuando decidí venir a casa, hice 2 maletas, una maleta, un carry-on solo con mi ropa, que traje como 2 camisetas y dos pantalones, y que Pancho por el otro día, por cierto, hizo un chiste que dijo, por ahí anda la Adele poniéndose la ropa de todo, porque no traje suficiente.
And she didn't want to come when we were in DC, because we were supposed to interview Niño Delche, so Emma and I were so excited and thinking about what we were gonna ask him, and then it didn't pan out, so we were just in Ade's apartment, and I remember I told him, like, just go, like, let's just go to California, let's go. Anyway, keep going.
So, en la otra maleta traje una maleta llena de mis chamarras porque, bueno, uno de los, creo que el producto principal que estoy trabajando en mi marca Seis Mijos es tomar chaquetas que han sido previamente usadas y que han sido pues descartadas. Entonces yo las tomo, las arreglo, les hago cambios y les doy una segunda vida para continuar, bueno, todavía un proceso de vida más largo y que no vayan a la basura. Y bueno, ese por un lado, él lo he retomado, creo que no lo he retomado tanto como todos los otros proyectos porque tengo 20 al mismo tiempo. Pero de vez en cuando estoy trabajando en eso. Por otro lado, estoy trabajando con mi mamá porque aparentemente soy como su marketing.
¿Aparentemente?
Entonces, ella se dedica a crear piezas. Tiene una inmensidad de piezas que todos creemos, quedamos joyería, sorprendidos jewelry. Cuando vimos toda su joyería, cajas y cajas y cajas y cajas. Entonces, cuando vi la cantidad de piezas de joyería que tiene, pensé que necesitábamos moverle un poco el negocio para que empezara a salir. Y bueno, me he dedicado junto con ella a crearle pues toda una estrategia de mercadotecnia para ayudarle a mover, a promover. Y bueno, eso ha sido como todo un side job que comencé con ella, acompañándola. Bueno, básicamente ella lo tiene, pero pues empujándole un poco con todas las redes sociales, su página, que me toma horas.
And what is the name of Rosa? What is the name of the jewelry company?
The Curious Crowd.
Uh-huh. The Curious Crowd. Have you always made jewelry?
All the time, Babelito, all the time. Hacer joyería se convirtió para mí como en una terapia. Uh-huh. Entonces, soy muy creativa, siempre me ha gustado crear cosas artísticas, ¿verdad? Pero la verdad es que me distrae bastante, se ha vuelto una terapia para mí y paso horas y horas y horas. Bueno, ha sucedido algo que yo nunca creí que fuera a suceder. Pero ahora digo, ¿por qué se hace noche? ¿Por qué me tengo que ir a dormir? Yo tengo este trabajo.
Ya son las 3 de la mañana y todavía no se quiere ir a dormir.
Son las 3 de la mañana, ya mero me amanece y yo todavía quiero seguir creando. Entonces tengo este trabajo, turnos como de 14 o 16 horas diarias.
Sí, sí lo hemos visto.
La vampira.
Bien enviciada que estoy. Entonces, por eso Ade se llevó la sorpresa de que cuando llegó me encontró un montón de cajas llenas de piezas de joyería. Y bueno, hasta cierto punto, aunque Manuel me quiere controlar las redes sociales, pero yo le digo, la verdad ya no paso tanto tiempo en las redes sociales porque siempre estoy ocupada creando, haciendo nuevas piezas de joyería. Y yo misma me digo, pero nadie sabe lo que estoy haciendo.
Pero se dice mi misma.
Yo me digo a mí misma, date un tiempo, date un espacio, una hora para que hables con la gente, con el público, para que le digas y les dejes saber qué es lo que estás creando, porque nadie sabe lo que estás haciendo, tú eres la única que sabes.
¿Y qué te contesta a mí misma?
Yo quiero agregar que aparte de la joyería, con todo el tema de 6 mijos y bueno, con todo el tema de la pandemia y las necesidades, decidimos.
Oh my God, I was gonna go for that. Go for it.
Decidimos que necesitábamos empezar a crear máscaras, mascarillas. Entonces.
And girl, let me tell you, mi mamá acaba de recibir su máscara and she sent me a picture of her máscara. She's like, ay, no me dobla las orejas como la de tu tía. Así me dijo, porque dijo que la máscara de la tía le doblaba las orejas. Eso no le queda bien. Because they're made to perfection.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, wow.
¿Se acuerdan de las telas que encontraron?
Ay, Pancho, las teníamos reservadas para esta especial ocasión.
Lo que pasa, déjenme decirles que otra de mis pasiones es la colección de telas. Yo tengo telas dijo Babelito, desde hace 20 años. No se crean, tengo muchas telas, tengo una pasión por comprar telas. Entonces, ahora nos encontramos con esta situación de la pandemia del coronavirus. Y bueno, sí me nació y nos nació esa inquietud de también hacer mascarillas, porque aparte de todo, algo que a lo mejor no hemos mencionado es que yo también soy diseñadora de modas.
No, hombre, ¿cómo va la canción esa?
A saber mecánica, a saber herrería, levanta peso, le gusta el box. Es espiritista, en media bruja, y le gusta el box.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. Que se quede con ella, porque si no la quiero.
O sea, le entra todo, pero las máscaras le quedan preciosas. Y la mejor parte de todo, the best part of everything is that they're not trying to take advantage of what's happening because we've seen some people sell fucking masks for $35-$40. And these masks are very affordable. How much are they?
They're $8. They're $7.99 in han tenido bastante éxito, pero creo que es también por eso. Y también, bueno, aprovecho que estamos al aire o que vamos bien, nos escuchan, porque otra parte de esto era obviamente hacer un proyecto nuevo, pero también estamos conscientes que hay mucha gente que perdió sus trabajos y que el poco dinero que puede tener lo está usando para comidas, para renta. Entonces, hemos también promocionado que si hay alguien que necesita una máscara y que no puede conseguirla, que por favor nos deje saber y se las enviamos sin costo alguno.
So, you heard it here first in Latinos Who Lunch. Máscaras, joyería, sourdough bread, jackets, and
drinks.
You got a bad roll for your birthday. Everything. So I want to know if you all want to add something else before we go. Something you want to add, like maybe un pensamiento, pero tampoco se manchen. Like un pensamiento sobre this quarantine because it's coming to an end. And it's, for us, it's bittersweet because I think, for me, I'm extremely, extremely, extremely thankful. I love my family in Vegas with all my heart, and I miss them every single day. And I never thought that approaching my 40s, I will find another family, and I'm really, really thankful and very happy. We went through everything.
I got really good news, and I also got really bad news throughout this whole process. And I was assured that I was part of this family. And for that, I want to thank everybody here for allowing me to watch you make all this stuff as I'm trying to make my online classes and doing all this work. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am ready to keep working, but I'm also going to miss you all when everything is over. So I don't know if somebody wants to add everything before we go.
Bueno, yo sí quiero agregar. Babelito, te queremos mucho. Te has ganado, te has robado nuestro corazón. La verdad, yo como mamá, dentro de todo lo que pueda conllevar esta pandemia, hemos tratado de que sea lo mejor llevadera posible, buscar actividades que nos mantengan ocupados. Y aunque tenemos a Felipe papá todos los días dándonos, leyendo las bad news y las good news y dándonos las noticias.
Las fake news.
Y las fake news, dándonos todas estas noticias.
¿Qué pasó?
A la hora del café y a la hora del desayuno. Pero hemos tratado de que este tiempo no sea tan duro. El hecho de estar todos juntos también nos ha ayudado a reencontrarnos nuevamente como familia, porque ya cada uno pues se convirtieron en adultos, se fueron, cada quien tiene sus vidas, sus departamentos, sus trabajos. Entonces ahora este reencuentro ha sido de todo, ha conllevado de todo, pero ha sido muy grato. Y aparte de todo, hemos descubierto muchas cualidades, muchas aptitudes, muchas habilidades que tenemos y que a lo mejor no las habíamos descubierto, pero creo yo que nos han fortalecido mucho como familia y a cada uno como individuo. Y yo creo que aparte de todo, también, pues, si logramos salir invictos de esto, que yo tengo toda la fe puesta en que así va a ser.
Con salud,
porque nos hemos estado cuidando, pues, dentro de lo que cabe, como lo mejor que hemos podido. Y yo creo que nos va a dejar una grande lección. Y yo también pienso mucho en eso que acabas de decir. Yo, como dijo Babelito, que todos los días decimos, ¡ay, bendita cuarentena! Porque nos unió, nos trajo nuevamente a casa a todos los mijos. Pero el día que se vayan, todos nos vamos a quedar tristes, tanto los que nos quedamos, como dice el dicho y la canción, el que se queda llorando y el que se va suspirando. He dicho.
Caso cerrado.
Felipe, ¿no quiere agregar algo?
Ay, bueno, pues cuando comenzó esta calamidad y pasando algunos días, yo les decía, de aquí van a salir muchas cosas que la gente no se daba cuenta de las habilidades y de los dones que teníamos cada quien, ya sea culinarias, ya sea artísticas, del modo que sea, pero creo que todo el mundo hemos estado descubriendo la parte dormida de la vida que teníamos. Hemos estado reintegrándonos todos, he visto, como familia, como sociedad, la naturaleza se ha estado regenerando. Entonces, pues sigamos cuidándonos. Que esto, que es un punto malo, sea también un punto de aprendizaje, pero sobre todo para poder salir bien de esta, como decía Babelito, con salud, sigámonos cuidando, permanezcamos en la casa y hagamos caso a las autoridades de salud que nos indiquen, porque ellos saben los números y las guías para salir adelante de todo esto.
Perfecto. Anybody else wants to add anything? Marco, Pancho, Emma, Ade, before we go.
Yo, algo súper rápido, pero yo creo que de alguna manera voy a repetir un poco lo que ya mencionaron todos. Para mí personalmente, durante los primeros días sobre todo, me cuestioné mucho si fue la mejor decisión que había hecho al haberme venido, si fue una decisión de locura como las que regularmente suelo hacer. Pero después de hacerme la pregunta tantas veces y hacer un análisis, caí en cuenta que tenía que hacer esto, que siempre voy a regresar a casa, no importa cuántos años tenga ni dónde esté, casa siempre es casa, y para mí fue importante venir acá Y yo creo que un evento de esta magnitud no lo hubiera podido enfrentar sola viviendo claro. en DC. Aunque tengo todos mis amigos allá, pero para mí mi familia es mi roca. Entonces creo que fue una decisión consciente, pero bastante inconsciente al mismo tiempo. Yo tenía que estar en casa, no me arrepiento. Fue lo mejor y sobre todo creo que me permitió reconectarme con mis hermanos nuevamente. A pesar de que somos muy unidos, cada uno tiene su vida, cada uno vivimos en una parte del país totalmente diferente.
O del mundo.
O del mundo. Y tenemos
saludos, Pin.
El estar todos nuevamente
y a mi Luquita.
En casa, cuando ya todos somos adultos, donde ya todos tenemos nuestra propio hogar, ha sido bastante interesante porque todos tenemos ideas completamente diferentes, pero el volver a casa y volver a reconectarnos bajo la casa de los padres, porque uno siempre vuelve a ser niño cuando está en casa de los papás, yo creo que ha sido algo muy bueno. Creo que dentro de todo lo malo ha sido algo muy bueno, y gracias a todos por aguantarme y por pues hacernos la vida más llevadera durante estos casi 2 meses.
Anybody wants to add anything else?
We no. didn't even talk about tómate tu caldito or okay. Or wait, the best story from the quarantine.
¡Lo mato, Pipe!
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's talk about... So the food has been so good that we decide... Well, I mean Pancho and Ade, decided to put together a blog so you can visit that blog. And the name of the blog is 1, 2, 3...
Tómate tu caldito!
That's right, because Alex has a blessing called Luca. He is, how old is Luca?
He's 3 years old,
pero es como un adultito chiquito, and he speaks better Spanish than most of us.
True.
And one time he wanted to just not leave the house, and the dad is like, let's go. But his dad's plate was full of soup, albóndigas. He goes, no, papi, tómate tu callito, like just stalling him so they wouldn't leave. So I was like, okay, why don't we call the project Tómate tu caldito? So you can go to Instagram. It's called Tómate tu caldito. Also, the blog is...
Tómatetucaldito.com.
Tómatetucaldito.com. As easy as that. And you can see pictures of all the meals that we've been having. Ade and Pancho are going to post some more pictures in the next couple
recipes,
of months.
Recipes, journals, memories,
all of that stuff. And then I guess, why don't we stop right here? And then we'll make a Patreon extra episode with the story of...
The best story
of the quarantine. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody here. Muchísimas gracias. I said what I had to say, and I love everybody. Toodaloo, 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 toodaloo.
And we're back.
¿Qué te pareció?
Oh my God, what an amazing family. You are so blessed. They are so fun. I was kidding in the beginning of the episode when I said they should take over the podcast, but it ain't a joke no more. That was so fun.
You know, it's so funny. Oh my. When I told everybody that we should record, se bañaron, se perfumaron. I'm like, this is not a fucking Me Too video. Like, this is the podcast. They were so nervous. So we had to pull out the bottle of mezcal so everybody will get tranquilos, pero como que nos relajamos un poquito de más. But it was still a lot of fun.
Oh, that was very sweet. It makes me miss my family a lot. You're really lucky to be quarantining with people you love. So shout out to all the people that are with their families. And they're not as nice as Babelito's family. I know y'all are going through it right now. But shout out to the people that are by themselves. Hopefully you can listen to this episode and think of your fam, you know?
Yeah, it's been like there's times where I thought, I was like, what did we just do? Just like Ade said, like, was this the best decision? But yes, like, I thank the heavens, because time goes fast and there's like a lot of fucking activities going on, and we've been really, really, really productive. So thank you to Los Ramos Barajas for housing me for a month and a half now.
And thank you for this episode. It was so much fun. And don't forget, tomate tu caldito. It's a thing. It's a thing now. So there's like a Instagram and everything. I'll put all the links on the website.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So do you have any recommendations before we go?
I do. I want to recommend this podcast that I've been listening to out of Texas called Las Gelatinas.
Wow.
It's really funny. A couple of my friends are in it. I don't know if they want me to reveal who they are because it's a very candid podcast. They talk about a lot of personal things. But it's some gay ass dudes talking about their life. It's really fun. So check out Las Gelatinas podcast, everybody.
Awesome. So I have one. I have the debut. Actually, this month I have a couple of debut albums, but I want to start with Sal Cathedral's debut album, Carisma. This is Dembo Heaven. It's like the type of music that they have been making for a while. It's very experimental, but it's also very approachable. And it's like it's almost like they slow down the dembo reggaeton that is happening right now, almost into the dream pop kind of realm. And they have come up with an amazing album. The album is called Carisma. And shout out to Sal Cathedral, because I know they have been following the podcast for a while. So I hope they're listening to this. This is an incredible album and it just came out. It's debuted. And I also want to like thank all these bands because they're not holding on their releases. They're actually pulling out some of their albums right now in the middle of the quarantine. And in fact, Sal Cathedral even thought about it for a second, because when they produced this album, there's like a lot of shifts happening in their lives. But precisely for that, they decided to do a fun album, and releasing it right now, it's so necessary to have this type of music. Again, the debut album from Sal Cathedral is Carisma, and just cool and loca, it is everywhere.
Cool, I gotta check it out. Thank you for that rec, Babs.
Yes, awesome, awesome music. Anything else, boom?
That's it!
Awesome.
As always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Please send your letters to asklwlpod@gmail.com, and we might read them on a future episode. You can also leave a voice memo. You can also call us. You will put the phone number in the show notes. And if you have time, please leave us a review. 5 stars.
5 stars solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And
visibility leads to representation, and representation matters.
Today's episode was produced by Emmanuel Ortega and Justin Favela, with production assistance from Maite Sosa. The music you're listening to right now is by the band Balloon. I'm Favi Fav.
And I'm Babelito.
Tómate tu caldito.
Chao, chao, chao.